tonight, our speaker, in the person of Brother H.D. Simmons, we assign a topic to him. The theme is The Bible Is Right, about error. Talk about error. Brother Simmons, let us hear about error.
Thank you so much, Brother Brooks. I do appreciate you asking me to participate, and I appreciate all of you who are listening tonight. Please write these scriptures down. Look them up in your own Bible and see if I'm telling you what God says. We want to talk about the Bible being right about error. Now, let's remember 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, are complete, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Since the Bible is inspired of God, that tells us about its origin. It comes from God. Therefore, it is right. Because in Titus 1, verse 2, God cannot lie. It is against his very nature to lie. Thus, the words of the Bible are right. In 1 Peter 4, verse 11, Peter said, if any man speak, let him speak as oracles of God. In 1 Thessalonians 2:13, 1 Thessalonians 2:13, Paul wrote to the brethren at Thessalonica, he was thankful for those brethren because he said, when you heard us, you received our words as the words of God, which it is in truth the word of God, which effectively worketh in you that believe. In 1 Corinthians 14:37, Paul said, if any man think himself to be a prophet or a spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. That's why the Bible's right, because we find the commandments of the Lord. In Galatians 1, verse 11 and 12, Paul said, I certify to you, brethren, that the gospel which you have heard of me is not after man, neither was I taught it by man, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. He certified, Paul certified, the gospel he preached was not from man. He wasn't taught it from man. He was taught it by the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's why the words of the Bible are right. Now, I want you to look in your Bible with me tonight to Matthew 22, verse number 29. Now, I want to tell you the topic I have is difficult. It is difficult for many to understand. It is difficult for many to accept. Why? Because the United States of America is plagued by a philosophy called pluralism. This is the idea that every religious idea is right. And no one has the right to say that one doctrine is true and another doctrine is false. Now, this is falsehood, and it is dressed up to sound loving and kind. But I'm telling you tonight, it is not loving, it is not kind, it is not true, because it contradicts the word of God. Pluralism, the idea that every religious doctrine is true and we cannot say that one is wrong, is just another way to get you not to believe God's word. In Matthew chapter 22, in verse number 29, Jesus is addressing some of the religious leaders of his day. And he said to them, you do err, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. In other words, Jesus told these religious leaders, you are in error. You are wrong. The word that is translated and error throughout the New Testament means in the original language to go astray. To go astray from the right way. It means to be led into error and falsehood. It means to roam and wander from the truth. Remember John 17:17, Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. But error is wandering from the truth. And it also has the idea of being deceived. My friends, I want you to know tonight there are many warnings in the Bible about error. Because error, religious error, can cause so many serious problems among individuals. The first thing I want us to notice that those who teach error are often difficult to detect. In Matthew 7:15, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. They appear to be kind and loving and sweet on the outside, but on the inside, Jesus said, they are ferocious wolves. And he said to beware of these false teachers. Now, that's what the Lord of heaven and earth, that's how he warned us about error. Surely you believe him. In 2 Corinthians 11:13-14, Paul talks about some false apostles. You know, there were apostles who continued the work of Christ. But Paul said there were false apostles. In 2 Corinthians 11:13, and he said they transformed themselves as apostles of light. And he said it's no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed as an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers are transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Now, what does it mean? It means these people that teach error are often appear to be the ministers or the servants of righteousness. They appear to be doing what is right and teaching what is right and good and holy. But they have been transformed. That's not really what they are, and that's really not what they are teaching. And every one of us must beware because our souls are so valuable. In Acts 20:28, Paul talked to the leaders of the church in Ephesus. Acts 20:28, he said, take heed unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers. For this I know, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Even of your own selves shall men arise, teaching perverse things, to draw away disciples after themselves. God warns us that those would arise from among our own number who would teach things that are twisted and perverse, to draw away disciples after themselves, to get followers for themselves rather than followers for God. And Paul went on to say, he said, beloved, when I was there, I ceased not to warn every one of you night and day with tears. And now I commend you to God, verse 32, Acts 20:32. Now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among them that are sanctified. Those who would teach error would come, and they would lead many astray. But Paul recommends to us the word of God, which can save our souls. In Galatians chapter 1, Paul wrote to the brethren in Galatia, and he said, "Brethren, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you in the grace of Christ into another gospel, which is not another, but there be some who trouble you and would pervert or twist the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As I said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which you have received, let him be accursed." Accursed means cut off from God. Wouldn't a little bit different be all right? He said, if any man preach any other gospel, let him be accursed. Even if an angel from heaven would teach us a different gospel, we must not believe it, or he will be accursed and we will be accursed. The book of Colossians is filled with warnings about those who would teach error. In Colossians 2, verse 4, Paul said this, "I say, lest any would beguile you with enticing words." Any would trick you with these high-sounding words. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, the apostle said, "Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." Now, that's Colossians 2:18. We must be careful that we are not led astray by the traditions, the religious traditions of men that are not found in the Bible. In Matthew 15:9, Jesus said, "In vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." Jesus said it's vain worship to teach the words of men as commands of God. In Titus 1 and verse 14, the apostle Paul said, "The commandments of men turn people away from the truth." Colossians 2:18, as well as Colossians 2:8, warn us about going after the things of the world and the traditions of men and not after Christ. And Colossians 2:18, he says, "Let no man beguile you of your reward." We can be deceived by those who claim to be followers of God. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 1, here's what God says about it. God says, "In the last days, many shall depart from the faith." He says, now the Spirit speaks expressly. That means clearly, plainly, that in the last days, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, commanded to abstain from meats which the Lord has created with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. So what does he tell us? False doctrine is going to come. People are going to leave the faith. Some of the things they're going to tell us, we can't eat certain meats and to avoid marriage. These are doctrines of demons, according to 1 Timothy 4, 1 through 4. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, Paul gives a very serious charge to a preacher. He said, "I charge you before God and for the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They will turn away their ears from the truth and be turned unto fables. We're living in those times now when people hire religious preachers and teachers to scratch their itching ears and say what they want to hear instead of what they should hear. There's a very strong warning, my friend, in 2 Timothy 2:17 and 18. It talks about these words of error. And it says they will eat like a canker, like a cancer. And then he calls out two people's names. He says, of whom is Hymenaeus and Phileas, who concerning the truth have erred, and say that the resurrection is already past, and they overthrow the faith of some. Paul said that these words of error would eat into our souls like a cancer and destroy us. And he calls out two people's names and says they are doing it right now, teaching that the resurrection has already occurred. And he says they've already overthrown some people's faith. Isn't that sad? Happened in the first century. Happened in the time the Bible was being written. And it's happening right now in the religious world. In Titus chapter 1, verse 9 through 11, Paul speaks to the leaders of the early church, and he tells them they're to be holding fast to the faithful word as they had been taught, that they may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and convince the gainsayers. Now, gainsayers means one who speaks against. And in this context, it's one who speaks against God's word. In Titus 1:10, Paul explained there are many vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision. In verse 11, he says, whose mouths must be stopped. He said they subvert whole houses. The word subvert means a turning, and it means a turning away from God's word. These people were turning away from God's word, and the leaders of the church were to be able to refute them in verse number 9 and convince them that they were wrong because there were so many deceivers in verse number 10, and their mouths must be stopped in verse number 11. In Titus 2:1, Paul said to the preacher Titus that he was to preach sound doctrine. Sound doctrine means healthy. If there is a sound doctrine, there is an unsound doctrine. If there is a healthy doctrine, there is an unhealthy doctrine. If it's not found in your Bible, it's not healthy. It's not sound. In 2 Peter 3 and verse number 16, Paul explains, or Peter explains, that there were some things written by the Apostle Paul that were hard to be understood. I agree with that. And he said, those who are unstable and unlearned wrist or twist as they do the other scriptures to their own destruction. And then he says, you are to beware. Since you know these things beforehand, seeing that you know these things before, beware lest you also being led away with the error of the wicked fall from your own steadfastness, 2 Peter 3:16 and 18. James warns us James 5:19-20. If any of you do err from the truth. Now, can one err from the truth? Can one teach error? Well, according to the Bible, they can. And look what he says here, friend. James 5:19-20. If any of you err from the truth, and one converts him, you know, one wanders away from the truth, and someone converts him from the error of his way, James says he'll save a soul from death and hide a multitude of sins. So you see, error is very serious, dear friends. It can lead your soul to death. Death here means separation from God for all of eternity in 2 Thessalonians 1:7-9. Now, what are some of the errors that are often taught in religion today? One of the most prominent errors is the idea, well, all you have to do is believe in Jesus and you're saved. This is called faith only. Did you know the word faith only is found in the Bible? One time, James 2:24 says we are not justified by faith only. That's the only time faith only is found in your Bible, James 2:24. And it teaches we are not saved by faith only. So anyone who says we are saved by faith only, they are teaching error. They are leading people astray. My friend, do not be deceived. Another error we hear often taught in religion is concerning that act of faith in the Bible called baptism. Our denominational friends tell us, well, baptism is a good thing, but you don't have to do it to be saved. It's not essential to salvation. Now, my dear friend, you can read. Write this scripture down. Romans 6:1-5. Don't depend on some preacher. Read it for yourself. Romans 6:1-5. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even you also should walk in newness of life. For if you've been found in the likeness of his death, you shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that we would hence no longer serve sin. And then in verse 17, Paul said, God be thanked, you were the servants of sin, Romans 6:17, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine. We just looked at it in Romans 6:1-5, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. We go through that form when we are baptized, baptized into his death, buried with him, raised with him. And Paul says, you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine that was delivered to you in Romans 6:17. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. When were they freed from sins? Not when the denominational preachers tell you, when they believe in Christ. They were not freed from sin until they had obeyed the act of faith called baptism. Baptism is to have your sins forgiven. Not to show you're already forgiven. Baptism is for the taking away of your sins. Acts 2:38, Acts 22:16. My friend, what is the answer to religious error? is prevalent all over our country and all over our world. And as you can tell tonight, I've tried to make it sound very serious because it is very serious. But God gives us the answer to this problem. In Acts number 17 and verse number 11, the Bible says these were more noble than those at Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and they searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. In Acts 17:11, they actually heard the Apostle Paul preach. They received the word with all readiness of mind, and they checked out what he said with the Bible to see if it was in accordance with the Bible. And that's what we need to do. In Acts 2:41, it says, those who received the apostles' preaching were baptized, and the same day were added them about 3,000 souls. They received that word with all readiness of mind. Would you receive it with all readiness of mind? What is the answer? 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Here's the answer. Please listen. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they be of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. We must test every religious doctrine that we hear today to see if it is in line with the Bible. In 1 Timothy 4:16, Paul said to a preacher, take heed unto yourself and unto the doctrine, the teaching. Continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt not only save thyself, but them that hear thee. Do you see, friend, in 1 Timothy 4:16, the right doctrine will save your soul, and the wrong doctrine error will cause your soul to be lost? What is the answer? Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you in all wisdom. You know, this marks 1 year that this good work has been in effect. And I would like to thank Brother Tommy Brooks and the Highland Heights Church of Christ in Houston, Texas, for making this nationwide gospel meeting call, for loving the souls of men and the Word of God, and for allowing you to hear the truth tonight. Please think about what I've said. Look it up in the Bible and see if it be true. Thank you so much for listening, and have a good night.